Well, it's the end of floor finishing week here on Tool. We got a big finish for you.
That's right.
We're going to shoot Al out of a giant glue gun. There'll be pieces of Al everywhere. It's going to be a great show, so stay tuned.
We are not. We're going to finish finishing our floor.
If you said finishing like that in Finland, you'd be finished already.
Tim. Now, if you want a strong, waterproof finish, you can't go wrong with polyurethane. Now, we've already applied one coat with our lamb's wool applicator.
Now, if your hardware store doesn't stock a lamb's wool applicator, don't fret. You just duct tape your pet lamb to a pole.
Now, for best results, you want to use two coats. However, before applying the second one, you want to scuff the first coat with a fiberglass screen, which will help the second coat adhere better.
Right. Easy to install. Just set it down underneath your buffer and start buffing. Al uses one of these to buff his legs before he waxes them. Now, speaking of wax, for a gentler, smoother shine, I suggest going with just wax. Of course. With all the wax I got in there, you could wax a whole basketball court.
Remind me not to shake your hand at the end of the show.
All right, I'm ready to buff out my wax. We'll show you the difference between the two finishes, but Al's shoes are the buffer, so I brought my own. Heidi and Stumpy, can you bring out my buffer, please?
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Stump.
Could you have built a bigger buffer?
I didn't build this. I bought this as Bob's Big and Tall Appliance Shop. All right, I'm ready to buff this out. Watch the shine. Klaus, my music, please. Perfect.
Alfredo sauce?
If I taste it now, can I skip it at dinner?
Forget it. I'll taste it myself.
Hi. Alfredo face. Hey. No. But you can't guess where I came from.
Art museum?
Slippery Steve snowmobiles. He doesn't generally rent them, but for me, he will make an exception.
It is so great to be married to a man with that kind of power.
But I must learn to use my power for good, not evil.
And the good would be?
How about a snowmobile party for Randy's birthday?
Dad, I don't know about a snowmobile party.
Come on, think about it. There's no better way to say happy birthday than singing at 85 miles an hour, blistering across a tundra, icicles frozen to your face. I can't see anything!
As good as that sounds, I was thinking about having a boy-girl party in the basement.
Girls love snowmobiles.
What girls?
Snowmobile chicks.
Tim, nobody has their first boy-girl party on a snowmobile.
I did.
Nobody normal. My first boy-girl party, all the girls wore frilly little dresses, and the boys wore suits and ties. We played charades and telephone.
Mom, things have changed in the last 100 years.
Whoa-dee.
Wilson, are you naked?
No, Tim, I'm wearing a hat.
Why are you naked?
Well, Tim, in Finland, they believe that to rejuvenate the body and the soul, you take a hot sauna bath and you follow that with an ice-cold snow massage.
What do they follow that up with, a heart attack?
No, Tim. Actually, it's quite invigorating.
Well, maybe you'd like to join me for a hot sauna sometime. There's always room for two under my dome. Oh.
No, thanks, Wilson. I'm not much of a get naked with your neighbor kind of guy.
Whoa. So, how do things go over at the snowmobile place?
Steve said he'd rent me the snowmobiles, but Randy'd rather have a boy-girl party.
Well, you don't sound too happy about that.
What's there for me to do at a boy-girl party?
Why do you feel you have to do anything?
Because I like getting involved in my boys' birthdays. Are you still naked?
No. I'm all covered up.
For Brad's 13th birthday, we went to a tractor pull, and we got mud all over our heads. And I was hoping that Randy's birthday would be just as memorable.
Well, maybe you should do something different to participate in Randy's birthday celebration. As the English author Samuel Johnson said, our brightest blazes of gladness are commonly kindled by unexpected sparks.
Well, if anyone knows about unexpected sparks, it'd be me.
Well, I think you'd be more fulfilled if you did something for Randy that was both unique and unexpected.
Well, like what?
If I knew that, it wouldn't be unexpected.
But if you're unexpected, you'd say it. You know what's really unexpected?
What's that?
The position of that tattoo.
Well, Tim, that's no tattoo. I just sat on a live coal.
Dad, I'm supposed to go over to Jimmy's for a sleepover.
All right, we're almost done. Let me see that wax.
Why do you put on 16 coats? Why do you have to put on so much?
It's Randy's birthday present. I want to make sure the dance floor is perfect.
Can I at least try the polisher?
I'll show you in a minute. You got to adjust this by hand. I'm good. I can do it while it's moving. But you got to be good at this so you get your cup caught in there.
So how do I look?
What's different?
I changed shoes.
Randy, what are you so nervous about?
Well, you see, there's this girl, Michelle, coming to the party.
Randy, Michelle's not going to care about what pair of shoes you're wearing. All she's going to care about is that she gets to have fun at the party. And she doesn't want any nerdy parents hanging around.
Great news! Guess what I found in the closet? My old 45s.
You're gonna let us have guns at the party?
These are records. This is the music I used to listen to at my parties.
Oh, this can't be good.
Oh. Hurdy-Gurdy Man by Donovan. Oh, this is a great slow song to Sir with Love by Lulu.
Lulu? Don't worry about it, Randy. There's not a machine in the city that'll play those things.
Not true. I found my old Princess record player in the closet, too. Now, all I have to do now is find a needle for it.
Hey, why don't you just hop into your time machine?
Whoa, big moment, Randy. Your first boy or girl at your first boy-girl party.
Mom.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Randy. The person who followed me in is my father.
I'm Bert Sanford.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. I'm Jill Taylor.
Okay, Dad, you've met his mother, and you can see that she looks basically normal. You can go now.
Listen, I can assure you that my husband and I will be here to supervise the party the whole time. We're very responsible people.
I'll be right back, Mark.
There's my husband now. Tim? Come and meet Michelle's father.
Oh, hi, Michelle's father. Good to see you.
Tim, don't be rude. Come here, shake his hand.
Not a good time, honey.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you the guy on that tool show?
Yes, I am.
I love that episode where you lit your sleeve on fire.
Classic episode. I got that thing on tape. You want to watch it? I got it. You're wondering why I don't have any pants on, aren't you?
Why is your father walking around in his underwear? To ruin my life.
You know, I switch from brief to boxers because they're more freeing when you're in a pair of slacks. And I'm going to go get a little pair of Sansa belts on right now. You guys just hold still. I'll get some slacks on. I'll be right back.
Why don't you ask Michelle to dance?
I just think you're supposed to wait an hour before you go dancing.
That's swimming.
You're right, it's 2 hours before dancing.
Get over there, come on.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
So you, having a good time?
Not really.
Well, neither am I. I'd leave, but this is my house.
I like your shoes.
I like your ears.
What?
I just never noticed them at school before.
I always bring them with me.
Yeah, it's just usually, you know, you wear your hair down and you can't see them, but now you can, and they really match your nose.
Thanks.
I'm really glad your father let you stay.
I'm really glad your father put some pants on.
No one's dancing. This floor isn't just for looking at. Come on.
Hey, Sherman, how you doing, buddy?
What are you going to dance for? I made this for Andy for his birthday. Did your dad ever make you want a dance floor like this?
No. I kept dropping hints, but all I got was a crummy CD player.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I thought you told me you were going to stay upstairs.
Yeah, no, I thought maybe I'd come down here and help everybody get the party going, a little dance. Everybody, come on. Baby circles. I'm a king. No one gave me nothing. Shut up. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah.
Dad, you're killing me. Could you go upstairs, please?
Yeah, all right. Just come on.
So, Michelle, do you want to dance? Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking.
So proud. It's my floor right there.
Michelle, you okay?
I don't think so.
You all right?
To serve with love. Boom, 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 boom.
I think you should go to the doctor.
Sick? I'm just singing.
I'm really sorry about this, Michelle.
What did you do, Tim?
I might have put a smidge too much wax on the dance floor.
A smidge? You could hold ice capades on that thing.
Speaking of which, we need some ice, honey.
Well, I just put it all in the punch.
Yeah? That's easy.
No.
Come on. She's got to stick her foot in there. Go ahead, put it in there.
Oh, it's freezing.
All right. Cold will help stop the swelling tomorrow. You got to put heat on there.
Yeah, come back and we'll stick your foot in a tub of hot chocolate.
Our parents.
What's your home phone number?
Oh, no one's home. My mom's out of town. My dad's buying a new car.
We need someone to call. What kind?
Dad, my ankle really hurts.
Oh, look, it's turning purple. What's your phone?
Oh, great. This place is packed.
Busier than usual. Maybe you guys should have the party in here.
Dad, it's bad enough you might have broken her ankle. Don't make her listen to your jokes.
Just watch her, will you? See if I can move things along. Don't touch him. Hey, Marge.
Hey, Tim.
I see your eyebrows grew back.
Well, they always do. And they're bushier. They're thicker this time. Look at them.
Your wife called and said something about a little girl with an injured ankle.
It's Randy's birthday party, and she slipped on the dance floor. Kids.
Slipped on the dance floor? Yeah. Let me guess. You overwaxed.
You know me too well, Marge.
I should. I see you more often than I see my own husband.
Since I'm such a good customer, you think there's any way I could move them to the head of the line?
I wish I could help you out, Tim, but Dr. Harris is on tonight, and you know what a stickler for the rules he is.
Dr. Howie Harris?
Uh-huh.
He owes me one. I inspired that paper he did on odd head injuries.
Well, you can try to talk to him. He's in examining room 2. Be sure to knock first.
Always do. I'm going to try to talk the doctor into moving ahead of the rest of these people. Except you, pal. It's all right.
Don't touch him.
I'm sorry your party bombed out.
I'm sorry you hurt your ankle.
Me too. When my dad finds out about this, I'll never be able to go to another party again.
Well, maybe we can hang out together, because I'll never be invited to another party again.
I'd like to hang out with you.
You would?
Yeah. Well, my dad probably won't let me when he finds out I got hurt on your dad's floor.
Great.
Marcia. Great news. We can go right now.
Okay. Come with me, honey.
All right. I'll come back there and check on you in a minute. Thank you, Marge. She's going to be just fine. You're good here. It's on birthday, huh?
It's a birthday I always dreamed of, sitting around with a bunch of bleeding, infected people.
Hey, day's not over. Maybe we can salvage it yet.
Nah, there's no way you can salvage this one, Dad. I finally find out Michelle likes me, and now her dad won't let me hang out with her.
Let me talk to her dad. He likes Tool Time. He's got to understand that accidents happen.
Hey, Tool Man.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
When you put a shine on the floor like this, how many coats do we actually use? You got to use, like, 16?
One. Only an idiot would do more than that.
Mr. Stanford, you're early.
Well, after seeing your husband in his underwear and your neighbor wandering around naked, I was a little concerned. But seems like everything's under control here.
Here, right here. Yeah, everything's really under control. You want some cake?
No, no, but I will take some punch if you don't mind. It's really very different. Make it yourself.
Michelle helped.
Oh. It tastes like she had a hand in it.
Close.
Where is Michelle?
Michelle.
My daughter?
Well, the truth is she's had a little accident.
Accident?
No, really, she's okay. She's going to be back from the emergency room.
Emergency room?
See, look, Brett, there she is. She's fine.
Hi. Sweetheart, are you all right?
I'm fine, Daddy. It's just...
Yeah, the doctor said it's a mild sprain. She should be okay in a couple of days.
How'd this happen?
It's the same old story, you know. Guy builds dance floor for son. Guy overwaxes. Girl slips and hurts herself. Guy feels terrible. Girl's father forgives guy.
Afraid not.
I'm sorry, that's how the story goes.
Look, Mr. Stanford, it was just an accident.
Like on Tool Time, the show you like? Accidents?
I like when the accidents happen to you, not to my daughter.
Real smooth, Dad.
I should have followed my instincts. I shouldn't let you stay for the party.
Dad, I'm fine.
I should have taken you car shopping with me.
What kind of car did you end up with? Gremlin, an AMC General, maybe a Hornet?
No, for your information, I collect muscle cars.
You?
Yeah. what I'm really looking for is a 70 GTO.
Yeah.
With a big block?
Oh, of course with a big block. Yeah. And I'd love to find a convertible.
Oh, yeah.
You're a car guy?
Oh, yeah. I like to take old pieces of junk and restore them to cherry.
Honey, I think I'm in love.
I won't stand in your way.
I got a 46 Ford convertible I'm trying to retrofit into a hot rod.
You got a 46 Ford convertible?
I do. You want to see it?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and car guy.
You want a classic goat? Go with a 69 Judge. Hard to find, but a great investment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, would you like to have some cake?
Yeah, sure.
Randy, I am so sorry that your birthday worked out this way. You know, if you want, your father and I can make it up to you by taking you and a bunch of your friends to some kind of concert or something next weekend.
Why, is Lulu doing a world tour?
Floor is not too slippery. Just how I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out, Basil. Look there. Oh.
Perfect. So shiny you can see yourself in it. Take a look, Al.
Whoa! What kind of wax did you use on that?
Washing werewolf.
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 Ha, ha, ha.